Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. Listen, before we go to Scott Sanders, I got to give this texter. He wins text of the day.
Yes, he does.
He says, is there a 1.8% chance the Celtics come back with a 3-1 deficit? Hey, you clever. That's a real good one, and I get where you're going with it. So you win text of the day with that one. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Scott, before we get into some of this, I had to ask you this because it's an unusual spot to get a cramp. Have you ever had a cramp in your wrist like Kate Anderson had? As a Major League Baseball pitcher, you pitched a ton of ball, but I just thought that was an area, and listen, as we get older, you get cramps all over. You and I, I got a few years on you, but you get cramps all over the place now that you never had before. But one like what Cade had pitching the ball.
So I think what actually happened, I think they called it a cramp in his wrist, but I really think it was a cramp in his the lower part of his forearm
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. From everything I heard, what Jay had said, that I hadn't talked to him personally, but on that he should be good to go, and his next day was fine. So supposedly everything's on par. As far as I know, for this week. But obviously, I think they'd probably want to maybe just trying to get him out there for 3-4, maybe 5 innings, and hopefully they score a ton of runs and don't overwork him. Cade's at 76 innings already this year. If I had to guess, last year he maybe threw 45 at tops. I'm sure he threw 76 innings before in high school, but he's never thrown 76 innings with this type of, grind and tough innings like the SEC brings on to you.
Scott, we've seen the emergence of Ianson at pitching, man, and because you and I talked about this, there has always been a bit of an erraticism to him. As a pitcher, somewhere in a game, it's sort of a misstep, but he normally would bounce back, get back online. Man, the last couple of times he's pitched, he has just been unreal. And to have Cade and now Ianson 1-2 in the lineup, that's super impressive. But I want to get your thoughts as a former Major League Baseball pitcher in watching his development overall as a complete pitcher.
Yeah, so Ianson, obviously he came in with high accolades pitching for Team USA over the summer. So, I obviously I knew he was going to be a solid pitcher, you know, coming from the West Coast as well. And, you know, early in the year, you know, I think he was really trying to, you know, settle in and make himself, you know, that big stud on the mound following Cade. And early, I don't know if you guys remember, but his breaking ball was good, but he bounced and bounced and bounced him. Lately, you know, the last 3, 4, 5 starts, he has that get me over curveball, and he's throwing it in his zone, and then when he wants to, he buries it, and he just, you know, he's racking up the strikeouts. I mean, he's got, you know, 116 strikeouts in 74 innings. That is, when I say impressive in the SEC, that is very impressive. But, you know, he's, the way I look at him, he's so poised. He's never high. He's never low. Every once in a while, he'll get a big strikeout. You'll see him kind of like make a face, but he's all business. And I tell you what, he's been one of the bright spots, you know, this season for LSU, because he's really stepped up and locked down that Saturday game too in the SEC.
Scott, I'm going to throw some numbers at you because Ianson has been just unbelievable. If you take it 6 of the last 7 games and you just remove the Auburn game, so you're looking at Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. Over those 6 games, Ianson's thrown 37 and a third innings pitched, 65 strikeouts to 4 earned runs in that stretch. He's been unbelievable. And so we were listening to Jay Johnson on the Jay Johnson Show last week, and he said the road to Omaha for LSU runs through Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. And that 1-2 punch, how important it is in postseason play when you're in a regional, and if you have those two guys that can get you into the winner's bracket, and then a super regional where it's just a best 2 or 3 series, like a basically effectively a weekend series, and then you get into Omaha and it's the same exact thing as the regional. So having those two stud pitchers, it's such an advantage. And the way that Ianson's been pitching for basically the last 7 weeks, month and a half, he's been unbelievable, and he's really created that two-headed monster with Cade.
Yeah, he definitely has. And those teams you just named, I mean, 4 or 5 of them are like legit top 10 teams. They might not be top 10 on the polls because the SEC is beating each other up all year, right? But those teams, if you threw them into a pod, they'd probably be four of them, if not 5 of them, would be top 10 teams in the country if you put them in, you know, other conferences where they weren't losing 2 out of 3 to this team and, you know, 2 out of 3 here and there. But he's been amazing, and I'll be honest, the past probably 4 weeks, he's been better than Cade Anderson, and Cade Anderson's been pretty darn good himself, you know. I'll be honest, Friday night is a little different from Saturday. You know, Friday night, it seems like the lights are a little bit brighter. The stadium's a little more electric. So I'm not taking anything away from what Cade's done. But Ianson has been, like I said, he's really, you know, this team's got 40 wins already. You know, when you start a season and you're a team like LSU or your Texas or your A&M and all those juggernauts, Arkansas, your goal is always say, let's get to 40 wins in a regular season. Because if you can get to 40 wins in a regular season, you're going to probably be a top 8. You know, you're going to have a pretty good chance. You're going to have 18 to 20 wins in the SEC. So you're going to get that seed where everybody's got to come through your home park. And I'll be honest, Ianson has basically kind of put that team on his back, you know, because he's won some close games, which is the most important. He's won some 2-0s. You know, he's won some really, really tight games where if he has that one bad inning like he did in the first probably 3 or 4 SEC starts, you know, they lose those games. But man, as he emerged, and man, it's fun to watch.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Scott, this was a couple years back. We were at an autograph session, and I was sitting next to Paul Maneri, and he had just left LSU. And I told him, I said, Coach, man, you had a great run, and man, you're proud of what's happened, and you got a national championship and everything. And I said, you know, the way the times were changing, you could see with the transfer portal and NIL. And he just gave me a look, and he said, I still love to coach. He said, I miss not being on the field. And he had told me about the, you know, he was dealing with a back injury and everything else. And he sort of went on with it. And he said, you know, if the right opportunity happened, as much as I dislike what I see in the game today with the transfer portal and with NIL, I'd love to be back out there again. It stuck in my mind because he turned down a job the year afterwards and then took South Carolina. But it's been a really, really tough situation there for him. And now, you know, you not only got a tough spot, look what you're dealing with in the SEC. I mean, and everybody other than maybe say Missouri, and then look what happened with Missouri this weekend to beat A&M. Man, it's really been a difficult year for Paul Maneri at South Carolina. And I know you know him well.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the game of baseball passes you by, and I'll be honest, I think with, like, the things you said, transfer portal, having to recruit your own kids that's on your team, trying to divvy up money, you don't always have enough money, you don't have the money these other schools have, and, you know, sometimes, I'll be honest, you know, you take a guy, I mean, obviously Paul Maneri is going to be a Hall of Fame coach, you know, the things he's done, but I just hate to see a guy like him who probably should have stayed away and just said, hey, you know what? Because a lot of people are going to remember him. People remember you a lot of times at your last stop, you know. And this stop is not going to be good. And I'll be honest, I don't know if they're going to bring him back. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, you know. But he struggled. The team is struggling. You know, you got Clemson. They got so many other really good baseball teams in that area that's not even in the SEC that's better than him. They're going to out-recruit him, you know. And Paul was always a – like recruiting-wise, he was always very hands-off. You know, when Cam signed with LSU, first time he met Paul Maneri, like, through the recruiting visit was when he was basically committing. You know what I mean? So Paul lets his assistants go and hustle, i.e. opposite of Jay Johnson. But that can't happen these days. You know what I mean? Today, parents and kids want to know, who am I handing my kid over to, you know? So it's a tough run. I mean, he's sitting at 26-26 and 5-22 in SEC. I mean, it's been a rough one, but, you know, hopefully this weekend he'll end up being 5-25 after this weekend, to be honest, and 26-29, because I'm really looking forward for the Tigers going there and sweep 3 this weekend.
Yeah, and if you reach that 20-win mark in SEC play, it just feels like you're a lock for a top 8 national seed. But, you know, one thing that comes to mind with South Carolina is whenever you see all the posts on social media about their baseball program, it's so negative, and everyone's just ready to run Paul out of town. At the same time, you know, I listened to Joe Healy for D1 Baseball do his weekend waypoints every weekend, talking about the different weekend series in the SEC. And one thing that keeps coming up when he talks about South Carolina is they just don't have the players in the SEC right now. They don't have the guys, right, to be able to compete in the SEC. I want to get your kind of scouting report on South Carolina, because I think Joe's kind of on the money there. Like, it's not all on Paul Maneri that they're so bad. It's just there's a lack of talent on that roster. I know they lost a lot of players from last year's team that made a deep run in the SEC tournament and made it to the postseason play. It just feels like there's a lack of talent.
100%. I mean, you could give them Joe Torre this year, and I don't think Joe Torre would probably he'd probably be 5-22 as well. But I mean, if you just look at the numbers, right? In SEC, they have three starting pitchers in the SEC play. One's got a 7.75 ERA. That's McCoy. He pitches on Saturday. Stone, who pitches on Friday, he's got an 8.42 ERA. And Dylan Eskew, he's got a 7.56. I don't care who you are, managing-wise, coaching-wise, you can't win with those numbers. You know, then even if you look at their two best hitters, which is Nathan Hall, who it's, he's hitting .330 in regular season, like total, and Petrie, who's hitting .329 overall. In SEC play, Hall's hitting .282, Petrie's hitting .269. So if you basically that all those numbers right there line to tell you they have a talent problem, and that's the thing about it. At Paul's age, can he go out there and recruit those type of players to come and clean out this roster and do it and bring another whole crew? That's what he needs. At his age, not many guys want to do that. But if he wants to keep his job, that's what he's going to have to do. He didn't have a choice.
Scott, you brought up the fact about how you recruit, and everybody does things differently. And years back, there was a lot of coaches like Paul Maneri that would let their assistants kind of do most of the recruiting, and then you, at the end, you sort of seal the deal. First time I ever went watch Gavin Dugas at Homer Christian. I'm sitting there. Who comes sit next to me? Paul Maneri. So, you know, and man, at that time, man, Gavin is being recruited by everybody. And, you know, we talk and I said, how many times have you seen Gavin in person? He said, it's the first time. And so years later, I meet up with Gavin Dugas and he told me, Mr. Mike, the first time I met Paul Maneri was when I saw him with you. When you had the game. And he said, you know what's the second time? When I signed.
Yeah.
But I think those days, Scott, it's long over with. You got to be engaged today with these young athletes. Either that or they're going somewhere else. And what you brought out with Clemson, with a Coastal Carolina, North Carolina, all that in that region that you're trying to get players, that's tough to do today. You can't do it old school.
100%. I mean, perfect example is Tony Vitello out of Tennessee. You know, he's that guy. He gets out there and he makes you know, I'm the guy. I'm going to recruit you. You're going to come play for me. Yes, I got these other guys, and they're going to keep in touch with you because I got a lot of things to do. I got a lot of fish to fry. But the bottom line is that's what college baseball's got to. And honestly, the parents want to see that. The players want to see that. You know, obviously, there's always you always have your own players kind of recruit other guys that they may know. They may have played travel ball against. They may have played Team USA with them. They may play here or there. So you always have that kind of little angle as well. But everybody wants to get to know his head coach, and that's why these guys now, you know, these younger guys who are taking over the game of baseball, it's just they get out there and they do it because, number one, they're hungry, and they're trying to make a mark in their name. You know, Paul Maneri's made his name. I mean, he's won his national championships. He's got his umpteen hundred wins, you know what I mean? I'm not saying he doesn't want it, but he's just never done it. So it's just hard to try. It's just you can't turn the light on and off that quick, you know, and just change how you do things. So, you know, he's got his hands full of South Carolina, I tell you that. And, you know, Ray Tanner was there for years. He's always been an old school coach, and I think that's why he brought Maneri in, you know. But the bottom line is, man, they just don't have the talent.
Last question for you, Scott. I got to throw it to you. And I don't know why this has jumped in my head. Did you coach Jack Besh as a baseball player?
I did not. I did not coach him at all. But
okay.
I don't. And I really don't know the family that well either. I just know. I know a lot of people who know them, but no, I never. Trey Quinn was the one football guy.
Trey, that was it. That was it.
Trey Quinn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I coached Trey Quinn, and you know he went on to play some in the NFL and had a really good college career.
I knew it was one of the receivers, but I don't know why Besh stuck in my mind. But I knew it was one of them, and not right. Once you brought it up, it was Trey. I do remember you texting me, hey, I coached him in travel ball, I think. What, wasn't it?
That's right. Yep, Terror Baseball, yep. He ended up at Barb, then you know, went to LSU and SMU and really had a nice pro career.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Scott.
All righty. Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, also pitched at Nicholls State University, went on to have a really good Major League Baseball career, now involved with Jenny King.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.